This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for February 2015. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene.
The International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 Executive Committee meets to discuss issues affecting the future of ham radio.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF in Nelson. First up, presidential comment. Here's our NZART president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. Vaughan.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I hope you all had a great Christmas and New Year holiday and have come back rested and refreshed, ready for the new year of 2015. Council held its first meeting in February, a longer than usual meeting on Tuesday the 3rd of February. In the past, we've had to meet in person at Wellington Airport using one of their conference rooms, but thanks to the use of Skype, we were able to get through the meeting agenda in good time. Our February meeting considers officer reports, remits to conference, and deals with a number of administrative matters. One area not dealt with was our financial budget, which will be addressed at the next council meeting. Regarding the remits, as you will have seen in InfoLine, there are three remits to conference this year. One of them asks you to give consideration to when we will hold our annual general meeting. I look forward to the discussion on this matter when we meet in June. Council considered and approved the annual reports from officers in preparation for their publication and break-in, and can I please ask those officers who have not yet sent in their reports to do so as soon as possible. The last chance to get these approved in time for publication and break-in will be the next council meeting on Tuesday the 3rd of March. My grateful thanks to all the members and branches who so generously contributed to the Overseas Travel Fund to enable us to send our administration liaison officer, Don Wallace at L2TLL, to the World Radio Conference coming up later this year. We now have sufficient funds for this purpose and can move forward with travel and accommodation arrangements. As advised in InfoLine and in the January-February break-in, we do have vacancies on council and are looking for one person for the Midlands District and one for the Southern District. As of this broadcast, we have received expressions of interest from two people for the Midlands District vacancy and are hoping to hear from further south in the near future. Council is still to complete its voting on the Midlands District position, and I'll let you know via InfoLine when this happens. If you know of anyone who might be interested in standing for the council vacancy in the Southern District, please let Debbie ZL2DL at headquarters know. Finally, a reminder that coming up later in the year is our annual conference and AGM in Hamilton, being held as usual over Queen's Birthday weekend. More information for this event will be in the next issue of Break-In, along with a registration form. Well, that's it from me for this month, and thanks for listening.
Thank you, Vaughan, the president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1VH. The Jock White Field Day Contest will be held next weekend, Saturday 28th February and Sunday the 1st of March. There are many ways to participate, from large branch efforts to single operator and home stations. Antennas can be raised from 12 noon on the Saturday, and operating commences at 1500 on 80 and 40 metres. Operating finishes at 2400 on Saturday and restarts at 0600 on Sunday, finishing at 1500. For the full rules, please check the contest page of the NZART website. And remember, the Field Day Manager welcomes any inquiries at claireandstewart@extra.co.nz. Onwards to Upper Hutt now, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and a very warm welcome to you all for 2015. The year is well underway, with many things having taken place or are about to. First of all, as Vaughan has mentioned, there will be no election for your Executive Council this year. While some may think this will help save money for the association, the downside does show that there are not enough keen people out there who feel they can contribute to running your organisation. I disagree. Whatever your skill set, there is always some area that you can assist your hobby in staying active in the future. As we get closer to the AGM, this year to be held at Te Rapa Racecourse in Hamilton, I send out the one and only posted branch circular to all branch secretaries. Included with this is your NZART membership voting figures for remits to be discussed at the AGM. This year we have three remits, two from Christchurch branch and one from Manawatu branch. These have been unofficially circulated in the last HQ Impoline, however, they will be printed in the March-April issue of Break-In for your branch consideration and discussion. This circular is also another opportunity if your branches wish to disseminate any important information to other branches. So please send me anything you wish to be included by the first week of March. Nominations for Young Amateur of the Year, Amateur of the Year, and the Jumbo Godfrey Branch Award close on the 28th of March. So please forward these to me before this time. Well, that's all from me, Jim, this month. Back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART Business Manager. Saturday the 7th of March. Yes, that's the date for the annual Te Puke Amateur Radio Junk Sale. The venue is the Paengaroa Community Hall in Old Coach Road, Paengaroa. The venue opens 6:30 a.m. with good food and hot breakfasts available from 7:30 a.m. The radio sale, well, it commences at 10 a.m. There'll be a Waro get-together as well, starting at 10:30 a.m. Now, table costs are $20 per table in advance, or $25 on the day, or $12 for half a table. That'll cost you $15 on the day. Remember, motorhome parking is available. If you cannot find the venue, call on the 7175 repeater for directions. Now, for further information and table bookings, phone 07-533-1029 or email sidrow@extra.co.nz. For a catch-up now on International Amateur Radio News, we join the Amateur Radio Newsline.
The future of amateur radio is discussed at the annual IARU meeting. Here's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, with more.
The Executive Committee of Region 1 of the International Amateur Radio Union held its annual meeting on February the 7th and 8th in Frankfurt, Germany. During the two-day session, the committee discussed the strategic priorities for the region, the financial report and budget. Spectrum matters discussed in the External Relations Committee included high-frequency and VHF reports, core issues such as electromagnetic compatibility, the member society and its regulator, activities involving young people, and the support to the amateur radio service programme. In the discussions about activities involving young people, the Executive Committee agreed that proper child protection policies and practices must be in place. A child protection policy has been drawn up and will soon be made available across the region. Amateur radio in disputed geographic areas and second societies were also discussed. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, reporting from Nottingham in the UK.
Hams on Malta have been given access to the popular European 4-meter band. The permission was effective as of Monday, February 16th, in the spectrum from 70 to 70.5 megahertz. Use by hams is on a secondary basis and was included in the National Frequency Plan as published by the Malta Communications Authority on February 13th. The Russian Federal Space Agency Roscosmos has announced another round of amateur radio slow scan television activity will soon take place from the International Space Station. As a part of it, 12 images depicting space pioneer Yuri Gagarin will be sent on 145.800 megahertz using the SSTV mode PD-180. The equipment used on the ISS will be the Kenwood D710 transceiver located in the Russian service module. It is thought the transceiver is producing about 25 watts output, which should provide a very strong signal. The D710 uses 5 kHz deviation FM. If your rig has selectable FM filters, make sure you choose the wider setting designed for 20 to 25 kHz channel spacing, usually marked FM or FMW. There will be a 3-minute off time between transmissions. Additional details, including exact dates and times, will be released as soon as information is made available. This is Ham Radio News for today's Radio Amateur. We are the Amateur Radio News Line with links to the world from our only official website at www.arnewsline.org. From the SWL corner comes word that radio technician Jamie Labadia has repaired the shortwave transmitter and antenna at Radio Guyana and has brought the station back on the air. Listen out for it to be broadcasting on 3.290 MHz at 1 kilowatt double sideband full carrier AM. Resident amateurs in the Cook Islands have been issued E50 single-letter suffix call signs instead of the usual E51 two-letter to celebrate 50 years of self-governance. The 7 residents may opt to use them for all or part of 2015 in place of their regular E51 two-letter suffix call signs. Visitors to the Cooks will still be issued the standard visitor E51 triple-letter call signs. The mail-out of specially designed QSL cards won't start until late March at the earliest. The Cook Islands are islands on the air, reference OC-013. For now, with producer Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF in Los Angeles, and our news team worldwide, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH, in Topeka, saying 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2015, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. VHF Convention, Easter 2015. That's Saturday the 4th of April and Sunday the 5th of April. VHF Convention is to be held at Paraparaumu, hosted by the Wellington VHF Group and the Kapiti Amateur Radio Society. Themes for the weekend will include digital voice, digital image, digital DX, digital broadcasting, digital location services, and KiwiSat. Now, there have been an exciting array of speakers and demonstrations covering recent developments, future directions, and new areas for experimentation. There'll also be details on progress at Colonial Knob, the new digital-only site, and future plans will also be outlined. The weekend will also include a mobile rally and VHF forum. Now, this is Convention Lite. There'll be a small fee to cover venue hire. No meals will be catered. They'll be taken at local venues on a pay-as-you-go basis to be coordinated during the day. Morning and afternoon teas will be provided by the host radio clubs. Paraparaumu is an easy drive from Wellington, Horowhenua, Wairarapa and the Manawatu. Flights to Paraparaumu Airport are available and there is ample local accommodation. For more information on VHF Convention Easter 2015, drop an email to zl2wa@clear.net.nz. zl2wa@clear.net.nz. Time now for Wairo News, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. All ladies are invited to get together during the Te Puke Radio Club's annual market day at Paengaroa on Saturday, March the 7th. Meet in the usual room about 10:30 a.m. for morning tea and chat. Wairos do not have to be Wairo members to attend this informal gathering. The Australian Lady Amateur Radio Operators, or ALARA, organisation are holding their 40th birthday celebrations in Glen Waverley, Melbourne, on Saturday, July the 25th at 12 noon. Many Wairarapa members are also ALARA members and are welcome at this occasion. More details are to be found in the January 2015 ALARA newsletter. The Selma Super Memorial Contest will be run on Saturday night the 11th and Sunday night the 12th of April 2015, starting at 0800 Zulu and finishing 1000 Zulu each night. This Wairarapa-sponsored contest is open to all licensed amateur radio operators using voice and or CW modes and is held on 80 metres only. The contest rules and other details along with templates can be found in the Wairarapa Awards section of the NZART website, go to www.nzart.org.nz, then click on Waro and through to Waro Awards. Log sheet and summary sheet templates are available for download as either individual PDF files for printing or as a single XLS workbook file for completing by computer. This year there are changes to the rules of the contest and to the way contacts are scored. I recommend you visit the Waro Awards website and familiarise yourselves with the changes well before the contest takes place. Finally, if you've changed your email address and have not told Treasurer Heather, ZL2TYF, would you please let her know so she can keep records up to date? That's all from Waro for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for Waro, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. Branch 48 is pleased to announce their annual junk sale on Saturday, the 2nd of May. Now, the auction starts at 10 a.m. at the Whanganui Intermediate School Hall in Dublin Street, Whanganui. That's the same venue as last year. Lots will be accepted from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m. on Friday, the 1st of May, and from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. on the Saturday morning of the sale. The full sale conditions and contact information are detailed on page 44 of your copy of Jan-Feb Break-In and on the Whanganui Radio Society webpage at zl2ja.org.nz. Now, bids will only be possible by registered bidder number. As a bidder, you must register with a $5 fee. This will also provide you with a sale catalogue. Time to clean out your shack, make way for more goodies. Come and enjoy the social side of this old-fashioned junk sale auction and help Branch 48 make this an annual event. That's the Branch 48 Whanganui Amateur Radio Junk Sale, Saturday, May the 2nd. A reminder too that the NZART AGM and conference this year is to be held in Hamilton, heart of the Waikato, on Queen's Birthday weekend. That's the 29th, 30th and 31st of May at the Te Rapa Conference and Function Centre, Te Rapa Racecourse, Ken Brown Drive, Te Rapa in Hamilton. Now book early, book now, as accommodation is at a premium over Queen's Birthday weekend. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and Happy New Year, everyone. And we'll start with the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, which has its annual general meeting on Wednesday the 10th of March, starting 7:30 p.m. at the clubrooms on Whangaparoa Road in Whangaparoa. The Whangarei Amateur Radio Club, Branch 28 NZART, has its next meeting on Wednesday, March the 4th, at the clubrooms in Heritage Park in Whangarei. The speaker will be Dr. Gary Bold, ZL1AN. Down to Wellington now, and the annual general meeting of the Wellington Amateur Radio Club, Branch 50 NZART, will be held on Tuesday the 17th of March at the Lutheran Church Hall, King Street in Newtown, starting at 7:30 p.m. Note that this AGM is a day earlier than previously announced. Nelson Branch 26 and Marlborough Branch 22 have a barbecue on Saturday, March the 14th. The venue is Carluke Domain in Rye Valley. The clubs will provide meat, breads and sauces. Members should bring a salad or a dessert to share, plus eating utensils, plates, chairs, sun hat, sunscreen, and of course a handheld radio for the fox hunt. Now the challenges this year could be different from previous years, but favourites still remain, such as Chuck the Tate and the fox hunt. If you have a motorhome, you're allowed to come and stay on site the night before and the night after if you wish for a small donation, or you can pitch a tent. Look to your newsletter for new details. Finally, to Marlborough Branch 22, which has its annual general meeting on Thursday the 12th of March at the Emergency Operations Centre, starting at 7:30 p.m. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Info Line will be emailed next Friday, the 27th of February. Remember, you can subscribe for your own copy of this bulletin of news from NZART Headquarters on the NZART webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 29th of March. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the NZART official broadcast for February 2015. Good night, everyone. Good Good night now.